It's your show. You bring up whatever you want if you dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Lots to talk about tonight. Your calls are the primary element if you make them, however, so we go to the phones and the fun. We'll start things out with Paul in California. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's on your mind tonight, Paul?
Well, I'm actually a New Hampshire native originally, and I'm just looking at all the great things that are happening in New Hampshire with the Free State Project, and I was thinking that there's also another kind of activism, which I haven't seen quite as much of, but I think would be really helpful, also help to kind of increase ties with the community. And that would be, you know, as we move away from more, you know, government, and we move away from state control over a lot of things, we need to build up the alternative. So, for example, say there is a, you know, government funding either from the state or from the town that goes to a soup kitchen or a homeless shelter, mm-hmm. we can set up an alternative voluntary, either charity or perhaps some kind of just association to replace some of those functions.
Oh, I think it's a good idea. It's something that inevitably has to happen, and I think that some of the activism that you aren't seeing necessarily, it's not being splayed across the front pages of the blogs or Ridley Report, would be the fact that a lot of the activists up here, I'm sure, are involved in their community in some way, doing some sort of volunteering.
I think you're absolutely right. I think you're absolutely right. I mean, I can't see a lot of what's going on from here, but I'm sure there is a lot of that. But just something to be aware of, and I think it's a really great talking point when you're in the meeting, deciding a budget. You can say not only we shouldn't be doing this, but look, we don't need to. We have this alternative that is based on people voluntarily choosing help or some kind of business or an alternative that's based on voluntary action.
Yeah, and you're not just necessarily talking about helping the poor or feeding the hungry. You're talking about a lot of the things government does. I mean, would you be you're suggesting perhaps like having a road crew? I mean, this is something that has been an idea that's been thrown around, and I think at one point someone did something like this in Keene. I think Russell Canning did something where you basically get a crew of liberty-minded people together, and you go and fix the problems in the road that the government is supposed to fix, but just because they're slow and inefficient and awful, they take forever, or they just don't get around to it, or whatever, to have somebody go around and fix those holes. It's a great photo opportunity to really show that voluntary solutions can work and can work in a much faster, more efficient manner than the government ones. Would you say that that's what you're talking about as well, or are you just specifically referring to charitable kind of help the poor kind of things?
No, both. I think that's excellent. That's exactly the kind of thing you can show. I mean, it's hard to justify increased budgets for fixing roads if, you know,
yeah.
you've gone out and done it already. And I think actually the armed litter pickup is a good example of that also. So I think it's great. It would be great to see more of that. And I think, it's hard to also for those, you know, political opponents that we have, it's harder for them to demonize people if those people are helping to, you know, it's obvious to everybody that they're helping to build up the community and create these alternatives. There's no there's even less justification for government if, you know, they really wouldn't have a leg to stand on.
You know, I don't know. I don't know if I agree.
Alternative.
I don't know if I agree. And here's why.
What part?
With the idea that if you have a privately funded organization that takes care of whatever problem it is that they're talking about, that somehow the big status type people will roll over and that folks will come to your side, is because, I mean, if you look at what's the biggest expenditure in New Hampshire town budgets?
Personnel.
Caller.
Yeah.
Oh. Schools. That's the line item.
Gotcha.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
So
yeah.
Private schools. Okay. Right. I mean, you know, he threw you off with personnel anyway. Schools have personnel. That's what costs money.
Yeah.
Right.
So There's private schools out there, lots of them. There's one in my town that educates kids for $1,500 a piece. However, we spend $11,000 per student educating the kids in my town. So it's, you'd think that people would see the light on this, but they do not.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, there are certainly cases where there are great alternatives, and people it still won't change. I mean, part of that, they always sing, they do the song and dance of what about the truly poor people that won't be able to afford the private education. And, for starters, I think a good thing, transition tool is vouchers, which would be pushing that hard. But also, it may be that we can, have some scholarships or things for private schools. In that case, you make a good point. It's not going to be the magic pill, but I think it would be a good tool. And it can, you got the people who really believe in statism, and you got the people who really believe in freedom. But most of the people are somewhere in the middle, and they probably don't do a whole lot of thought for themselves.
Show those
people that you're on their side, and you can go along.
Yeah, you'd be exploiting the chinks in the government's armor, and for those who are paying attention, they could see that. I mean, there may be a lot of people out there that understand that government schools are awful, but at the same time, they're not really sure what they can do about it. In the same way, they may not understand that the roads could be taken care of by somebody else. And so having a road crew go around and fix some problems could be a way to draw people's attention. Plus, I think another difference is, I'm with you completely on this, Paul, I think another difference is that the people that are in favor of private schools and homeschooling and getting people out of government schools, they're not really out on Front Street advertising the successes of the homeschooling movement. If you're a homeschooler, you're keeping to yourself, except for if they are, passing some law that is going to regulate homeschooling, then all of a sudden the homeschooling families turn out in mass in Concord to fight it up here in New Hampshire. But generally, if you're homeschooling, you just kind of, you've got your kids and they're at home and you're fine. So there's no real reason to go out and, have a photo opportunity where you are essentially reaching out to the populace to say, hey, homeschooling's great, you should homeschool or withdraw your kids from the government school. There's no real campaign there, whereas what you're talking about you could really kind of use to promote. You could promote the fact literally just right out there at Front Streets to say to people, okay, see, this does work, instead of what's happening now, which is just people are going about their business.
Yeah, I think it's great to promote things, and even with homeschooling, maybe some sort of convention or workshop for people thinking about it, where, you could really show the successes. I mean, I was actually, originally, I was homeschooled, and, I've been quite successful, and I think, the statistics back that up, and, I think we can make that case. We can make the case on all different levels, most every subject, that, voluntary action is always going to produce results, and I think showing, it's kind of kicking the legs out for the stools of the, where they don't, that they run out of arguments for reasons that they need to exist.
So, Paul, when are you going to come up to New Hampshire and start all this stuff?
I don't know. I'm signed up as a friend right now. I'd love to sign up as a full participant. We're working in it. We'd really love to move, and hopefully it'll happen in the next year or two.
Great.
Well, if you'd really love to move, why don't you sign up? I mean, the idea is
right.
You don't have to leave tomorrow if you sign up. You only have to leave after 20,000 people have been reached, and it's 5 years after that. So
yeah, it makes sense. I may go ahead and do it. I kind of talked with my wife about it, and she's concerned about committing to anything without 100% sure. So it may very well be that when we sign up, we're also signing up for the next option and actually leaving.
Well, I understand where you're coming from on that. However, when you look at the first 1,000, if they all showed up, they certainly didn't report their whereabouts because they, the number's not even over 1,000 here yet.
And so, no one's going to sue them for it.
Right.
And it's just an intent.
100% surety. We won't send collectors, I promise.
Yeah, I know.
All right, man. All right. Well, hopefully you'll come up here and lead those activities in case they haven't been started yet. But a good suggestion nonetheless, and thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. I mean, we talk a lot about the Free State Project on the show, movement of activists all converging, liberty-minded people all converging on New Hampshire. It has begun. Hundreds of people have moved already. And a lot of them are self-starters. We need more people to come here and create the activism they want if it's not already happening. It's up to you. More on the way. You can bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and this is Free Talk Live.
It's time now for the Get Motivated Minute, designed to empower you to achieve your toughest goals with acclaimed motivational expert and success strategist, Tamara Lowe.
Do you have a hard time hiring new employees and deciding who's best? I make most of the hiring decisions for key positions in our company, and our motivational research has shown me how to better fit people and positions together. I first list the non-negotiable aptitudes that we need for the job. Then I write down the behaviors, skills, and experience that the ideal candidate for the position needs. This reveals the motivational DNA type that would be best suited for the opening. With budgets tighter and even less room for error, hiring the right person is crucial. Using motivational DNA as a key part of your hiring process will help you choose the best candidate for the job. For the Get Motivated Minute, I'm Tamara Lowe.
To learn more and to discover your motivational DNA profile, take the free test at getmotivatedbook.com. Drawing on two decades of research and thousands of interviews, in Get Motivated, Tamara Lowe reveals a groundbreaking tool to identify your unique motivational DNA. With simple strategies and specific steps, she provides advice on how to reach your goals quicker and easier than ever before. Get Motivated is available now wherever books are sold.
Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Welcome to America. It's time for change. The new president is talking about change. Are you talking about change? You know, changing your lifestyle to become more healthy? Well, here's how the staff at Life Change Tea feels. Make the change to be healthy before your body forces you to change. Organ failure, sickness, chemical poisoning, toxins, and much more. They'll force you to change for the worse. A willing change is much better than a change by force. Call Life Change Tea now. 928-308-0408. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. You've heard it, getthetea.com. Make an investment in your life. Life Change Tea. Oh, and P.S., you'll lose some weight.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Live, you can bring up whatever you want if you dial toll-free to 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are completely free, so enjoy them on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And the features include bulletin board system with over 400,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com.
If the stories of civil disobedience here in New Hampshire have touched, moved, and inspired you, but you're unable, for whatever reason, to be involved, well, now you can. The Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org allows you to care for these brave men and women by financially supporting them while they face down the organizations that operate through violence and coercion. cdevolution.org.
Toll free 800-259-9231. We continue with your phone calls, and we will go to Dave, listening in the People's Republic of somewhere. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen. Been a lot of talk of conspiracy on your show of late.
Okay.
Yeah. And I just wanted to throw in my two cents and say that I think the two biggest conspiracy nuts would be you guys.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you ever watch Pinky and the Brain?
Tonight, we're going to take over the world.
I'm familiar with it.
Oh, exactly. I mean, I picture Mark walking in saying, what are we going to do tonight, Ian? And Ian responds, same thing we do every night, Mark. Try to take over New Hampshire.
Well, wait a second. Do I have to be Pinky?
Oh, hell, excuse me.
Enough.
So what are you suggesting there? You're suggesting that we are, in fact, conspirators?
Well, you guys definitely are. You and all the other Free State members are conspiring to take over the state.
Wait a minute. That's not true. Doesn't a conspiracy have to be done in secret?
I don't think so. I think conspiracies are done in the open all the time.
No, I don't think so. I'll have to go check the definition on that one. Plus, I'm not really interested in taking over anything. I'm just more interested in being left alone. However, it seems like they're not going to leave anybody alone until they have to shut down.
Well, I got to give you credit because this armed trash pickup thing, I just found out about that the other day on your boards. And the only time I've ever seen people on the side of the road picking up trash, they were in shackles and there was some guard standing over them with a gun.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I sort of like that. Because I could actually, I have had goings with the city where I've done something on their property, like cut a limb off of a tree.
Okay.
And boy, they get really upset about that.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I expect that if you have, we were talking about the road crew going around filling in potholes, I fully expect that whoever is on that road crew is subject to being brought up on criminal charges. There have been stories in other areas of the country, at least, where somebody will go out and make some kind of modification, traffic-related modification to the road, perhaps out in front of his house or business. There was one story about a guy that painted a crosswalk. Made his own crosswalk, and arrested him for it. They charged or tried to charge him with something, so fully expect that from them.
Yeah.
By the way,
Dave,
I'm in front of the dictionary now, and a conspiracy is an evil, unlawful, treacherous, or surreptitious plan formulated in secret by two or more persons. So if it's not secret, it's not a conspiracy.
Oh, come on. Definition 3 or 4 probably says just any agreement between two.
But you're busted, dude. I mean, you're busted. You got nothing here. Thanks.
All right, well,
appreciate it. Thanks. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Now, to be fair, there are some people up here who are really into the whole secrecy thing. They aren't very many. There are just a handful of them. And I don't agree with that particular approach, personally, the idea of trying to keep your plans completely secret from whomever it is that might be prying, government people or busybodies or whatever. I like the idea of putting everything right out in the open, having public message forums where people are just planning right there in the open. I think there's something really valuable in that. And I think that if you're going to be secret, I think if you're going to spend a bunch of time and effort on privacy and secrecy for your little activism plans, I think it's all going to be for naught in the long run. I think that there's a very real chance that if you start being secretive, you're going to attract some kind of undercover agent, and you've spent a whole bunch of time encoding your messages, but you've been worked from the inside. Somebody gains your trust, and they get inside your inner circle, and you're compromised. How soon you'll be compromised, I don't know, but eventually these, you got to think about it. The guys that are in the secret agent fields for the government would love to bust into a group of Free Staters and figure out what's going on, wouldn't they? They'd love that. And so, of course, that's going to happen eventually if you continue on with the secrecy thing. So why even waste all the time? Why waste all the effort encrypting messages and creating secret forums?
What I don't disagree with what you're saying, because I feel like if you're going to do something that, you know, it's good to be out in the open on it. That way it doesn't look like you're lying about anything and you don't have any explanations to do. However, up here, I have experienced people talking, you know, like my past is wide open for people to look at, and they'll talk about you know, things that we're doing, things that we talk about on the show, my past, as though we've tried to keep these things a secret. I mean, they're on our website. That's how it got busted out in the first place. It's out there for anybody with a computer to look at. So
right, you going to prison?
Me going to prison. So they'll look at. So they'll talk about that, like, oh, he's trying to hide something. No, what? So they'll try that even if you're not being secretive.
So, again, it seems to me to be a fruitless waste of time and effort to put money and your effort into secrecy. And maybe you disagree with me on this. 800-259-9231. Now, I think there could be exceptions to the rule. I think that, you know, if you're planning a surprise party or something like that, obviously you want to do things like that in secret. You want to be a little cautious with that kind of thing. But if you're not being violent, if you're not destroying property, you've got really no reason to be so secretive, in my opinion. Would love your thoughts if you want to chime in at 800-259-9231. As we continue with your phone calls, we go to George in D.C. George.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I kind of pissed off a U.S. senator a couple of nights ago when he was coming through, in which Jim Dapka is going to be real proud of me for this.
What did you do? By the way, you work for the TSA, for those who don't know. Go ahead.
Yeah, Senator Joe Lieberman was coming through. I was working, like, ticket document, checking IDs before you go into the checkpoint. And Joe Lieberman and his staff came through Saturday night, and that's where I pretty much hit him with read the bills. How come you guys don't read these bills? And you know,
nice.
And I heard of Jim Babka's downside of D.C.
You had a captive audience of a senator because you're a TSA agent. Very interesting. What did he do? How did he dodge you?
I made sure he answered before I finished doing his staff stuff.
Yeah, but he must have slimed out of it. How did he slime out of this?
Oh, yeah, he slimed out. I was like, I got these guys to read the bills for me. He even got my name down. Two of my coworkers think I'm going to be fired within a week.
Really?
But I was like, you know what? So worth it, you know. Cause
that's awesome.
I got the cojones. You know.
if you do get canned, call us and let us know, because well, you know, that's a big story.
And if you get canned, it's a great excuse to get the hell out of D.C. and move up to New York. That'd
be a national story.
Thanks, George. Let us know how it goes. Good luck. 800-259-9231. Pretty cool, though. It's certainly a job perk, I suppose. More on the way. You can bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And this is Free Talk Live.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A two-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features. We give them all to you for free, including live streams. Got a broadband version and a dial-up version of the show, both free, as well as a webcam when it's working. But apparently our webcam provider is broken tonight, so there will be no webcam for the show. But it's all free when it's working at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls. And we'll go to Dan in Kentucky. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yes, I wanted to talk about private education.
Sure.
I believe you had a caller, Paul. Was he what was he discussing? Homeschooling or?
That was part of his call. What were your thoughts?
Yeah. Well, I'm moving in July.
You're moving to New Hampshire?
Yep.
Oh, excellent. As part of the Free State Project?
Yep.
Cool, which is, of course, a movement of liberty-minded people all moving into New Hampshire. Have you signed the actual statement of intent at freestateproject.org? Excellent.
Yes, I have. So I'm going to Round Durham, I think. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking that if things work out, like 10 years, we can start a private school or something to compete. The idea would be to compete away the public schools.
I think it's a lovely idea. I think that a private school that was really out there pushing its services, I think, would be an interesting creation instead of just the ones that exist and people seek them out. Really pushing how valuable they are and how great they are compared to the government schools would be interesting to see how they did in the market.
And they could offer special services, too. They don't have to do the separation of church and state. I'm not very religious myself, but I could see how that might be a benefit to some or a value to some people.
Now, of course, the trickiest part about creating these alternatives to the government is the funding issue, right? Because, well, everybody's already paying for these governmental services through property taxes, so many folks are probably going to be pretty reluctant to send some money your way, whether it's for your private school or whether it's for a private road crew going around fixing problems. So it'd be interesting to see what the public's response to something like that would be. I mean, how likely is someone going to be to contribute to the road crew? On one hand, the road crew is out there fixing the problems, but on the other hand, they're already paying money to the government. So how likely are they going to be to want to, say, contribute voluntarily to the road crew's fund so they can continue fixing the problems? That I don't know, and it remains to be seen.
Well, that's very true. The economics is against a private school, but with the current paradigm, but maybe in 10 years or so.
Well, I agree. And in 10 years, there should be so many people here. I mean, already we have over, 600 free staters in state?
650.
In 10 years, there should be at least a few thousand people here, I would think. If not, you know, we hopefully will be to 20,000 and have the move happen at that point. So there should be a whole hell of a lot more people than there are now. If you've got enough people, then a property tax revolt becomes a real possibility. I know people are saying that we're not even close to that point yet, but maybe in 10 years we will be ready for something like that. And that way, if we do have these alternative institutions, whether they be, again, private schools or a private road crew or whatever, park maintenance, if you've got all these private entities, then at that point, people could join the property tax revolt and say, okay, well, I'm looking at the city budget. You guys are spending X amount on the road crew, the city road crew, but I think you're doing a crappy job, so I'm going to take 75% of that amount. I'm going to give it to the private guys. People should be able to make that decision with their money. Obviously, right now, everybody's too scared to because they don't want to lose their house to the bureaucrats, but if there were enough people joining in some kind of a revolt like that, then they couldn't do anything about it. They wouldn't be able to throw everybody out of their houses. And if there are enough people that could come to the defense of somebody they did attempt to throw out of their home, it would be a real politically messy, unpopular situation at that point.
Yeah.
So I think you're absolutely right. I think that these are all possibilities. They're all things that need to happen. It's just a matter of how soon, when will the funds be available, when will we have the capital available for and the entrepreneurs who are willing to take those risks to do these things.
Right. Well, very good.
Thanks.
Thanks
for the call, and I do appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231, and congratulations in advance on your move to New Hampshire. As we continue, talk to Matt in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matt.
Good evening, Mark and Ian. How are you guys?
Hey, Matt.
Doing well. What's on your mind?
Okay, so today I went to the bank. I had some business to do at the bank, and there's a young lady who is helping me out, and she's got these fantastic-looking nails. They're all painted, all colorful with little stripes on them and everything else. And I said, you got nice nails? And she said, yeah. And I said, I bet you paid a lot to have those done. She goes, no, I did them myself. So I looked at her and I said, I bet you could make quite a bit of money doing that for other people. And she said, yeah. She said, when I get licensed, I think I'll do that. And I go, you don't need to be licensed to do that. And she tells me, I have to be licensed. And I go, no, you don't have to be licensed. All you got to do is say, you're a computer consultant. And when somebody comes into your shop, you're going to talk to them about computers. And if they want their nails done while you're talking to them about computers, you'd be happy to do their nails.
What did she say to this? It was a brilliant idea, but what did she say to it?
She just looked dumbfounded at me. She didn't know what to say. And neither did the other girl, the other clerk.
She's probably never even considered working outside of the system, probably never considered breaking the law like that.
Exactly. And it wouldn't be breaking the law. She would be a computer.
That's true. You'd be be legitimate. You'd get a computer consulting job and a free nail buffing.
That's right.
Something like that.
And, when they paid her, they're not paying her because she did their nails. They're paying her because she was talking to them about computers or a beauty consultant.
Great idea, Matt. I hope she takes you up on it, but I doubt she will because she'd probably still be frightened to death of doing something like that.
You never know.
Yeah, it's a worthy suggestion. You just have to have a certain gumption to take on something like that. You have to be willing to risk some level of prosecution. I mean, it's easy to say that, hey, I'm a computer consultant. It won't necessarily stop the men from, the men with guns from threatening you.
I think that it's important to get people, everybody, thinking about this kind of stuff.
I agree with you. It's basically working in the underground economy is very important. By the way, we're having some phone trouble, so I got to let you go, but thank you. Looks like I thought it was maybe George with the hum on the line, but that's two calls in a row, so we may have to investigate. Anyway, we continue with your calls from the network side, where we go to Dave listening in Athens, Ohio, to WAIS. Hello, Dave.
Hi, Mark. Did you get my email?
I am so behind on emails today, Dave. I probably did, but
I sent one to Mark.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, I thought I responded that. Did I, Dave?
Oh, I haven't checked my email yet.
Well, what can I do? What can I do if you don't check your email,
Dave? I'll check it tomorrow.
Okay.
But like I was saying, what people are generally seeing is chemtrails. No, comtrails, excuse me.
Contrails,
yes. Jets dumping their fuel. That's basically what it is, just a jet.
Why would the jet dump its fuel?
Well, when they have to come in for a landing or something like that, don't they dump fuel? I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know what makes a contrail.
Wait a minute.
I thought it's something to do with the jet engines.
Like, yeah, it has to do with the engine, and I don't know exactly what the scientific process is, but I'm pretty certain it doesn't involve dumping fuel, because if a jet is to dump fuel, then, well, that could splash on somebody that's on the ground. I mean, do they only dump the fuel if they're over a body of water? If so, what if there's no body of water around? I mean, I've never heard of this, Dave. Are you absolutely certain that jets just dump fuel? That's expensive.
Yeah. Well, I've seen it over the Ohio River a lot.
You've seen the contrails, not necessarily fuel dumping.
And I live about 76 miles southeast of the airport.
Well, think about this, Dave. I mean, if you dumped fuel, it's in liquid form, so why would it vaporize and turn into, essentially a cloud? I mean, that's what a contrail is. It's a cloud left behind from the airplane, is my understanding.
All right, I'll do my research.
Yeah, look into that a little deeper, and thank you for the call.
Okay, I'll check my email tomorrow.
Very good, sir. So, thank you. So, now, it is true that planes do dump things. They do dump that blue sewage water out of their plane.
Usually over the water.
I think so, usually over the water, but it has been known to freeze as it comes through the atmosphere and essentially turn into blue ice, when then it'll just crash through people's roofs. So that part is true. I know that. More on the way.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
You want, just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
Hey, Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away. So enjoy those, again, on us, free at freetalklive.com. You like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So whatever it is you need in life, it's there, most likely. They sell a lot of stuff, including used items. Again, enter through amazon.freetalklive.com, and a percentage of your sale goes to Free Talk Live. As we continue with your phone calls, and we talk to Gene, the Christian anarchist. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Well, hi. I wanted to give you some information on fuel dumping from aircraft.
Yeah, please do. Sounds pretty crazy to me.
Yeah, and as far as the blue water stuff, they don't dump their toilets in the air. What happens sometimes is there will be a small leak from the vent, and some of the liquid will leak to the outside of the aircraft where it freezes, and then when it forms a big ice ball, it falls off. That's not the standard. I mean, it doesn't happen very often.
Oh, I see. So they're not purposefully dumping things over.
No, they don't dump that. And as far as dumping fuel, it only happens for safety reasons. And that would be the very few instances where you would have to dump fuel is if you take off with a full load of fuel and your aircraft is not rated to land with that kind of a load. So you have to, assuming you just took off and something happened and you had to turn around and land, you would then need to dump some of that fuel.
Thank you for clarifying that, Gene.
Didn't you say, Gene, tell us about these contrails. What is it that we're seeing with a contrail?
Contrails, for the most part, are water vapor that forms when the fuel condenses. The water vapor that's in the fuel condenses in given atmospheric conditions. That's not to say that They don't sometimes spray things in an experiment, but for the most part, what you're seeing is just water vapor. And sometimes the water vapor will dissipate very quickly, which is the case probably 95% of the time. Other times, depending on the humidity and the air density and stuff, it'll last for a longer period, like maybe an hour or two. Now,
it's essentially a cloud, right? I mean,
it's basically a cloud, yeah, water vapor. But the military definitely has used high-altitude spraying for weather modification, for over-the-horizon radar experiments, things of that nature. So definitely there's some truth to that. Most of the time what you see are just plain water vapor trails.
Gene, thanks for the expertise tonight. Anything else on your mind?
No, I just wanted to call you up on the fuel dumping. It is very expensive to dump that fuel, so they're not going to dump it unless they absolutely have to. And it's always for safety reasons.
Thank you, Gene. I appreciate the time tonight and the call.
800. Expert pilot, pilot's word there.
He's certified stuff. All right, 800-259-9231. So I saw this great little article at LouRockwell.com. I felt it was just so awesome I had to share it. Dear federal government, now the author claims that this wasn't actually his, that he found it left behind at a local drinking establishment. Author unknown. Dear federal government, drop dead. Excuse us. This is for Valentine's Day, by the way. Excuse us. Some may consider such bluntness to be indecorous, but why beat around the bush? In any case, we've been around the bush, this bush, too many times to count already. It's time to let you know what we really think of you, what we say behind your back, what we whisper to each other when you leave the room. We hate you. We want you to drop dead, or anyway, to go away and never come back. You're not welcome anymore. We have tolerated you, and we emphasize tolerated, for a long time, long after whatever romance there may have been was gone. We can pretend no more. You are disgraceful, boorish, nauseating, corrupt, shameful, arrogant, dishonest, self-serving, parasitic, disgusting, hypocritical, and rotten to the core. You have not even one redeeming quality. There's nothing you offer that we want any longer. We're not even sure what it is we ever saw in you to begin with. We suppose you can be forgiven if this letter comes as a shock. Why, you say? What do you mean? I still command great respect and inspire widespread adulation, and I still care about you. Isn't it obvious? Well, it's true that in public we often nod our heads and agree with you, government, even defer or appear to defer to you. But we assure you that this happens not out of respect. Rather, it arises merely from the fact that you have a lot of guns and a bad temper. Inside, we're seething and resentful. Inside, we imagine your demise in the most vivid and gratifying of ways. We may fear your irrational and violent behavior, but we manifestly do not respect or agree with you. We don't love you. We don't even like you. At any rate, our revulsion toward you has finally come to outweigh any fear we have of you. We refuse to keep our real feelings in for even one more second. We want you gone from our lives, and we mean completely. Vamoose. Go. Die. Please understand, we aren't here to argue. No special new subsidy, tax break, or privileged loophole is going to sway our opinion or make us change our minds about this. We've been there, done that, for too many decades to count now. Likewise, your threats are starting to make us yawn and even laugh. You see, we know all your tricks now. We can see through your lies because we've heard them all so many times before. We are fully aware of your true nature, and we see that nature is radioactive evil, wrapped in a tattered blanket of ignorance, foolishness, and stupidity. Look, we know it's only a matter of time anyway. Your dim-wittedness, greed, fraudulence, and moral bankruptcy are finally starting to catch up to you. Even your former employees admit as much. Do you remember Paul Craig Roberts, one of your past Treasury officials? Today, he says of your latest economy wrecking and warmongering efforts, quote, "The world has never seen such total mindlessness. Napoleon's and Hitler's marches into Russia were rational acts compared to the mindless idiocy of the United States government," unquote. Mindless idiocy. We couldn't have said it better ourselves. Wait, yes, we could have, because we could have or would have also mentioned your meanness and malevolence. Our state governments are starting to feel the same way about you that we do. Many are openly refusing to obey your so-called real ID attempt at creating a national your papers please regime of Hitlerian proportions. Some are even starting to make noises about the 10th Amendment, which reiterates that you aren't allowed to do just anything you feel like doing, And we're not big fans of our state governments either, but at least they don't start wars, counterfeit our money, and prop up tyrannies across the globe. You see? Yeah, that's all true.
Yeah.
You see? Look in the mirror for once. The emperor not only hasn't got any clothes, he's a quadruple amputee demanding that everyone admire his muscular physique. We don't know whether to laugh at or feel pity for such a pathetic creature. In conclusion, just so we're clear, we're done. Pack up and get out. Better yet, don't pack. All that stuff belongs to us in the first place. Just get out. And when you finally, mercifully do kick the bucket, please make sure it's in some place far away from us where we won't have to smell the stench of your hideous, rotting corpse.
Good Lord.
Signed, every normal human being in America and the rest of the world. Now, well, of course, by the way, it was brilliant. Thank you to David Bardalis over at LouRockwell.com. And, of course, if it were only actually true and that people really were feeling this way, how many do you think really have something like this inside, Mark? How many show respect and adulation toward the state on the outside but on the inside really feel like this letter writer? I don't think they enunciate it in that way.
I think that most people are going to, you know, when they think about it, they think they love America, and they equate that to some extent to its government.
Mm-hmm.
They do realize that the government is scary, and that's part of the love, in the same way that, like, a dog who's been beat too much, you know?
Mm.
It's just, I was thinking about it today. We have a very timid dog who's, you know, loving and great, but...
And you haven't beat it.
I have not. We actually, when she was a puppy, decided that we weren't going to strike the dog to, you know, reprimand her. Because it just... With her, she's so timid, mm-hmm. and it's just not going to work.
I think it's just a bad policy in general.
Well, I don't know. I think some dogs, I leave that open the same way I leave open spanking. Yeah. However, with this dog, this is, raising, I think just the sound of my voice can bother her. Mm-hmm. She can just be very timid with it. So, but I was thinking today as I was putting down her raw food that Laura prepares for her. She, you know, makes this, you know, meal for the dog, which seems like a crazy amount of work for a dog to me. But, you know, hey, the dog clearly feels loved when it's eating this, you know, the chopped up chicken backs or whatever it is that
nice.
that she gets.
Have her make some for me, too.
Right. So she gets this. She gets some, but she's also scared. And I can just imagine what it's like for a dog.
Is she sauteing it, too, while she's at it?
No, it's raw food. You don't cook it.
Raw. Gotcha.
Right. So I can just imagine what it's like for a dog who's been beat too much, doesn't know any different. You know, that's the owner. That's the person who I get love from, even if it's a small amount.
Right. You still have to suck up to the owner to get your food, right? I mean, so
right.
Even if he's going to beat you, you still have to pay him some due.
Yep.
So basically, it's an interesting analogy, suggesting the American people are like a beaten animal. 800-259-9231. Perhaps a beaten animal that someday will lash out against its owner, and maybe in a peaceful way. Hopefully we can get the peaceful thing to happen. Hour 2 is coming up. You bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the problem to return? Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect to your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home.
Call 888-629-9903 and sign up today. That's 888-629-9903.
My computer works. Does yours?
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.